This is Red Like Roses, a random fanfiction written by Little Mouseling and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Brendan Yuri Spencer Smith, with additional tags of first time sex, lingerie, kinky PWP, cross dressing, and exhibitionism. Spencer can't explain why he bought the panties, but he doesn't plan to have to explain, because he's going to get rid of them at the next hotel, tuck them into the trash can just before they roll out of town, so that no one on the tour will see them. Probably. It's Brendan's fault, really. It's Brendan's fault for still being so sheltered sometimes. He's come so far, and he's so wild in some ways. But he's still working off a lifetime of strict rules of, this is what a person does, this and nothing else. And he seems to think only women can wear lingerie. It's not like it's a particular issue with Spencer, the lingerie. It's just one of those times when Spencer flashes back to awkward dinners at the Yuri homestead, right after the album dropped, when Brendan's parents were trying to improve their relationship with Brendan again by having the band over. Brent would joke around with Brendan's siblings, while Ryan and Spencer hovered in the dining room, feeling all elbows and knees, wanting to escape. Brendan just doesn't get it sometimes, still. He just doesn't get that he can color outside the lines that other people can. These things don't occur to him. It doesn't occur to him that men can wear lingerie, not outside the context of drag shows or of jokes played on John in the middle of a long night's drive across Kansas. Spencer had kept his face neutral when Brendan told the interviewer that if he turned into a girl, he'd buy pretty lingerie and look at himself in the mirror. Brendan's voice had gone funny. Just a little, not so anyone would notice if they hadn't pretty much lived in the guy's back pocket for half a decade. And Spencer had schooled his expression, hadn't let himself react. But when he saw the panties in the window in Chicago, he found himself walking in and buying them, not letting the sales girl raised eyebrow stop him. They're all over lace, in Brendan's favorite red. Cut like short boxer briefs, but for girls. He thinks there's a name for that, but it's not something he's studied. He knows how they'd look on a girl, though. Like a rectangle across her hips, making her curves look even curvier against the straight lines of the hems. They might not cover the bottom of her ass, so the line of soft, creased skin where her thighs end would show. On Brendan, they wouldn't disguise his cock at all. The fabric not cut to accommodate him, the lace not opaque enough to hide anything. He'd be so male under the red lace flowers. Dude! Brendan draws out the word, creating a half dozen syllables like he's singing the word. Dude, you have been holding out on me! This is about the Cheerios, hands off, Spencer calls back, and keeps flipping through the magazine he's reading. It's not getting any more interesting, but then neither is anything else on the damn bus. There are Cheetos too? Brendan says. And that's when Spencer drops the magazine and runs into the back lounge to find Brendan unwrapping the panties. Brendan stops. Adhesive strip halfway undone, and grimaces at Spencer's expression. Sorry, man, I guess I shouldn't... Are these for, like... Who are these for? He tilts his head to the side, considering. Is it that girl from that thing? Because I thought you didn't want to, you know... Spencer does know, but only because he's known Brendan long enough that sentences without any identifying nouns get automatically rewritten by his brain. No, she's not. No. So then who? We clearly are not talking enough, Spencer Smith. You are keeping secrets from me. Secrets about girls. You are not allowed to have secrets about girls from me. As he's talking, Brendan's opening the packaging the rest of the way. Spencer doesn't think he knows he's doing it. His fingers have dipped into the plastic and are stroking the lace, but Brendan's eyes are on Spencer. It's not... Okay, Spencer thinks. Teaching moment. Wasn't that the point of the panties anyway? They're not for a girl. That stuff isn't always for girls. Brendan's brow furrows, and his fingers stop moving against the fabric. I don't... Is it a costume? Are we doing a costume thing and nobody told me? He pouts, always afraid he's been left out. I don't think we talked about new costumes, Spence. It's not a costume, Brendan, for fuck's sake. It's panties. It's just... panties. Spence is annoyed now. Mostly at himself for buying them, for not hiding them better. But it's easy to let it bleed into irritation at Brendan. Sometimes panties are just panties, Christ. Brendan looks hurt, and he's pulling the panties out of the packaging, opening them up. Spencer hasn't seen them, really, since he picked the plastic package up from under the mannequin wearing the sample. In Brendan's hands, they're delicate. They match his slim fingers, his bony wrists. Are they, like, do you jerk off into them? Brendan's face says he's trying not to judge and trying not to giggle. And that's better than hurt, at least. No, Spencer says. And then he just gives in. They're for you. Brendan looks at them then. Really looks at them, head tilted as he studies the lace between his hands. He tucks his thumbs and forefingers in to open them out into a rectangle, stares down into them at the lined inside of the crotch. You were saying about if you were a girl, Spencer adds reluctantly. You don't have to be a girl to wear lingerie, Bren. You can do... you know, whatever you want to do. Right, Brendan says, and suddenly he's a blur of movement, dropping the panties back into Spencer's suitcase, pushing past Spencer into the bunk area. Want to play Halo? They don't talk about the panties again until they're back in Vegas. They all have pizza at Brendan's after seeing John off at the airport. And Ryan leaves at midnight after a series of texts he won't let anyone read. Spencer assumes that, as always, Ryan's getting laid and will want to be pressed for details later. Brendan and Spencer are stoned, coming down from it a little, splayed out on Brendan's couch within reach of the bag of M&Ms spilled all over his coffee table. Red, Brendan says. Red ones are the best. I know you like red, Spencer says, lazily. That's why I got you red lingerie. Because your ass would be red. Brendan laughs. You are so weird, man. You bought me panties. That is weird. Your mom's weird, Spencer says. Your mom wears panties, Brendan retorts. And then they subside for a minute. And Brendan's head slips sideways down the back of the couch until it's pressed into Spencer's hip. Spencer pokes Brendan's shoulder. Your head is poking me, he says. Your bony hips are poking my head, whatever. You should put the panties on, Spencer says, and Brendan's eyes close. No, you should... Yeah. That would be funny, Brendan says, but he sounds unsure. No, Spencer says. Fuck, it wouldn't be funny, Brendan. It would be... It would just be. It can just be, you know? I really don't, Brendan says, resigned. Can I wear them over my pants? You'll stretch them, like with your pants. Brendan sighs and pushes himself off the couch. He stumbles once on the way to where Spencer's bags are lying abandoned near the door, and Spencer laughs at him. But then Brendan's pulling the panties out without even looking for them, and that's not so funny. How did you know where they were? Brendan doesn't answer. He just drops the panties on the coffee table and lifts his shirt over his head. Spencer's mouth opens just a little so he can breathe easier. It seems hard right now, breathing. It's probably the pot. It's not like Brendan doesn't strip all the damn time anyway, just not, like, with intention. Spencer doesn't ever see Brendan try on panties. This has definitely never happened before. And now he's pulling his socks off, bouncing on one foot and then the other, hair in his eyes. Do you still have those red glasses? Spencer asks, but Brendan ignores him. He's wearing black frames now, and they're... Spencer likes them, but he misses the red ones. When he thinks about them, he sees the Brendan before. The Brendan who was awkward and weird, and who Spencer used to watch from behind the drums and think, I know what you're going to be. I know what you can do. Brendan's faltering now, hands pausing over the fly of his jeans. Yeah, Spencer encourages. You should try them on. You should see... You wanted to look in the mirror. That's enough somehow. Brendan pops the button, thumbs the zipper, pushes the pants and his briefs down together, and then leans forward to pick the panties up. He's half hard, and Spencer's staring. He knows he's staring, but he can't not. And anyway, Brendan can't seem to look away from the panties long enough to catch Spencer at it. It's not like they haven't, well, they haven't, not really. But they've been almost there so often, they don't bother to pretend anymore. They aren't, they don't, but it's not because they don't know they both would. It's because Spencer isn't really sure why. Because of Brent, he supposes. Because of Brendan's parents. And because of probably other things that don't seem to matter much right now. Brendan's still staring at the panties, naked, twisting his wrists so he can examine them all over. How do I know which is the front? He says, and Spencer gets up off the couch and walks up next to him. It's hard to tell, he sees the problem. They're cut almost the same, front and back. Maybe it is the same. He can't tell. Maybe it doesn't matter then. It matters, Brendan says, stubborn, brows crossing. It has to be right. The tag should be on... Hang on, Spencer says, and closes his eyes, pictures his sisters scratching at their hips. Left, he says, authoritative. The tag goes on the left, on your left side. There are no more questions. Brendan leans forward, exposing the long line of his back to Spencer, and he steps into them, tag on the left. I should shave, he mumbles, and Spencer almost can't hear him. Nah, it's... This is good, Spencer says. He watches Brendan straighten up, panties sliding over his thighs, up over his cock, settling on his hips. They're not exactly like Spencer pictured. They're a size off, he thinks, digging into Brendan's thighs a little, riding up in the back. The head of his dick is sticking out the top from the way he settled the elastic over it, and his pubic hair is kind of poking through the lace in places. It's not as clean as Spencer pictured, It's much more real. You, he says. And Brendan's head drops. His hands go to cover his crotch. No, I mean, you look good. It's good. We should go look in the mirror. Spencer crowds up behind Brendan as they walk into his bedroom and shut the door so they can see the mirror on the other side. He can't help it. Brendan looks so unsure, so young, and Spencer wants to hold him steady. They look in the mirror together, eyes dropping to where Brendan's cock is flushed as red as the panties, stretching the waistband.
Does that hurt?
Spencer asks, and almost reaches to adjust it before he stops himself. No, it's good, Brendan says, and he's sounding more confident now.
This is kind of fun,
he adds, sounding surprised. I wish I had, like, other stuff, like a whole outfit or something. That sounds pretty good to Spencer, too.
You should see, your ass looks amazing.
Brendan's always had a nice ass. Even Ryan acknowledges that. And in the panties, it's curvier. More of a contrast to the smooth lines of his back and his thighs. The panties don't cover him, just like Spencer had pictured. And before he can think better of it, Spencer's running a finger across the crease where his ass and his legs meet, where it's warm and a little damp in the warm apartment. Brendan sucks in a breath, leans back into Spencer's chest. Sorry, Spencer says, and Brendan laughs. Does that mean, sorry, I'm not going to fold it up with anything better? He asks, and turns around, pushes his face into Spencer's collarbone. Spencer can see his back in the mirror now, glowing a little from perspiration, and he wants to run his hands down it to see how much skin he can cover with his fingers splayed. He says.
What did you say?
Brendan butts his head harder into Spencer's collarbone and sighs. Nothing. Spencer rewinds his mental tape to, oh,
I want to follow up with something better, if you want.
Another sigh, and Brendan tips his head back to look at Spencer. I kind of thought we already would, he says.
Right. Right, too much looking, not enough.
Spencer leans in and just kisses him, done with this whole awkward conversation, ready to try something else, anything else. It's hot more than anything else. Spencer barely feels the kiss on his lips. All the nerve sensations seem to be registering in his lower belly, warm shocks that make him want to push Brendan against the mirror and rub up into him. Spencer's trying to figure out what to do next, what he's allowed to do, when Brendan pushes him back and gasps into his jaw. Spencer, please. And pulls Spencer's hand onto his cock.
Yeah,
Spencer says.
Yes, let me.
And he strokes it with the flat of his palm, feeling the lace on his skin and the heat behind it, until Brendan groans for more. He slips his hand down into the waistband then, and gives Brendan one fond squeeze before he starts to stroke him, slow and teasing. It takes him a second to really register that this is permission, that this is Brendan's invitation. And then he's everywhere at once, petting Brendan's spine and balling his fist into the curve of Brendan's lower back, stroking his ass, kissing his neck, and licking under his ear. Brendan's gasping, rocking his hips into Spencer's hand, his own arms loose and abandoned around Spencer's waist. Spencer squeezes Brendan's ass, finally free to do so after years of wanting, and Brendan laughs. Spencer leans back to look at him and finds him grinning, red-faced.
Good,
he says, and Spencer takes that for an answer, tightens his hand around Brendan's cock, and strokes in earnest until Brendan's mouth drops open, panting.
Yeah, God.
Brendan chokes out. And then he's coming, spilling over Spencer's hand and slumping harder against the mirror. Spencer wipes his hand on Brendan's belly and reaches down to tuck him back into the panties. And Brendan laughs again.
You really like... It's not just for me, he says.
No inflection to indicate it's a question.
It's just for you,
Spencer says. And Brendan's face falls.
No, I mean, I only want them on you. I don't picture Zach in lingerie or whoever.
But you picture me? Brendan bites his lip, smiling.
You think about me like that?
Spencer lowers his face into Brendan's shoulder.
All the time,
he says, muffled against Brendan's collarbone.
All the fucking time.
Brendan pushes Spencer back, wraps a hand around his jaw, and points Spencer's face toward his own. He's lit up like they're on stage, like the day Pete called Ryan to tell them they were in.
I want to blow you,
he says. And Spencer doesn't know whether to be happier they're done talking about this, or about the prospect of getting Brendan's mouth around his dick. They walk to the bed, Spencer stepping carefully backwards with Brendan pressed tight against him. And then Brendan pushes him down onto it and kneels in front of him. And fuck, never mind. Spencer will talk about his stupid crush on Brendan forever if he can just get those goddamn cocksucking lips on him right the fuck now.
Yeah,
he says. And Brendan grins again, blushing, and reaches out to open Spencer's pants and push his briefs down enough to free his cock. He licks his lips, staring at it. And then he leans forward and just slides his mouth down until his mouth meets up with the hand he's wrapped around the base.
Oh, fuck,
Spencer says.
Fuck, I'm so glad you're not a virgin anymore. And then he wants to fucking fall into a hole and die.
Brendan pulls off and starts laughing. And Spencer sags back in relief.
Sorry, he says. Sorry, that was stupid.
Brendan just laughs harder, presses his forehead into Spencer's belly where his shirt is rocked up, and shakes the bed with his giggles.
Me too,
he finally gasps out.
I'm glad we're in agreement here, Spencer Smith. Fuck,
Spencer says.
Fuck, please stop laughing at me and go back to sucking my dick sometime this century, B.
Brendan laughs harder at that, but he starts kissing Spencer's stomach and his thighs, too, laughs slowing until he's just smiling ridiculously wide, pushing his tongue into Spencer's belly button to hear him groan.
No more jokes, he says.
And then he's got Spencer's dick back in his mouth, and it's amazing. It's everything Spencer's ever wanted. It's like 10 drum kits and a soundproof studio in his house, and a couple of dogs, and maybe he shouldn't be thinking about dogs while Brendan's blowing him. That's a little fucked up. But the point is, it's good. It's good. It's amazing. Brendan's so... Brendan. He should have expected it. But when Brendan starts humming, he almost bucks off the bed. He doesn't think Brendan even knows he's doing it. He's just zoned out the way he does with everything else. Eyes closed, getting into the rhythm of it and humming that fucking Katy Perry song.
You kissed a boy,
Spencer gets out. But Brendan's in Brendan land. He's not listening. Between jerking Brendan off and the blowjob and the humming and the way he's still wearing those motherfucking panties, Spencer's just gone. Barely holding on, tightening every muscle he can think of to slow himself down so he can feel this a little longer. He has a second to think maybe they'll do it again, Maybe they'll do this all the time. And then he's coming into Brendan's mouth. Spencer slumps back onto the bed, panting, watching his own chest rise and fall, and watching Brendan's face screw up into a grimace as he swallows. "We gotta get you to eat better," Brendan says, laughing again, as he climbs up onto the bed and drops halfway on top of Spencer.
"You taste like shit, man."
"Hey," Spencer says, but he's too languid to be offended. Also, they've been eating fast food for 6 weeks straight, so Brendan's probably right anyway. Brendan's hard again, pressing into his thigh, and Spencer wants to reciprocate, but he's suddenly fucking exhausted, the weight of the tour and the day coming down on him. "Can I stay here while you jerk off?" he asks. "Yeah," Brendan says, too loud. Yes, stay there. Do you want me to move so you can see?" "Nah," Spencer says. "I'm comfy. I'll listen." Brendan rolls off him a little and slides his hand down, and Spencer closes his eyes and listens to the sound of it shushing over his skin until he reaches his cock. Brendan moans right away, and Spencer wonders if he's still sensitive from the first orgasm, if it hurts a little, if the tenderness makes the pleasure more acute. There's a wet sound, and Spencer opens his eyes to see Brendan licking his palm with broad strokes, getting it wet, and fuck, that's incredible. Brendan's staring right at him, and he starts licking more surely, wrapping his tongue around the side of his hand on every pass. "You are such an exhibitionist," Spencer mumbles. "But it works. It really works." Show-off has always been a good look on Brendan. "You like it," Brendan counters, and leans in to kiss him as he slides his hand back over his cock, fist thumping into Spencer's hip on every stroke. Spencer licks Brendan's bottom lip and remembers the feel of having it wrapped around his dick, remembers watching him bite into it as he slipped the panties up his thighs. It makes him frantic, pushing Brendan farther onto his back and leaning into him, over him, biting and mouthing at his lips. Brendan groans into Spencer's mouth, hand going faster now, hampered a little by how Spencer's leaning over him but not stopping to readjust. And he pulls out of the kiss to gasp, head thrown back as he comes all over Spencer's hip. "Well," Brendan says, "that was not my finest hour." "You have got to be fucking kidding me," Spencer says. "That was amazing. I can't believe I wasn't watching you. That was a really bad decision. I should not get to make any more decisions." Brendan smiles, lazy, and wriggles deeper into the comforter. "You bought the panties, though," he says, reaching down to slide them off and drop them next to the bed. "True," Spencer says. "That was a good call." "Yep. And you convinced me to try them, too." "Okay," Spencer concedes. "Sometimes I'm pretty smart." "And you're going to get a washcloth and clean us up, and then you're going to get us into bed and go to sleep, and that's going to be a really good decision." Brendan grins, one side of his mouth higher than the other, eyebrows raised. "I am, huh? And am I going to decide anything else, Your Highness?" Brendan smiles wider. "Well, I bet you've already decided you're going to make us an authentic Spencer Smith breakfast tomorrow with your mad chef skills, because you know how to keep a guy happy." Spencer gets up and gets a washcloth from the bathroom, wets it and comes back to sit next to Brendan. "You think I want to keep you happy? Maybe you're better as a tortured artist. Who knows? That might sell more albums." "You've got Ryan for that," Brendan replies, and takes the washcloth from Spencer, runs it over his own belly and Spencer's hip. "No room for more tortured artists in this band. We've met our quota." Spencer bites the inside of his cheek for a second, considering.
Ryan's gonna, you know, be okay with this. Eventually.
Brendan's smile wavers, but only for a moment.
Why, Spencer, he says, is that your way of asking me to wear your varsity jacket? Because I have to warn you, I'm a good girl. My mama told me my reputation is everything, so I don't put out without some promises.
Name it, Spencer says. And it's a joke, but he means it, too.
Brendan can have anything. There's nothing Spencer wouldn't have given him yesterday, and there's nothing he won't give him now.
Covers, Brendan says. And I want spooning, Spencer Smith. None of this manly distance thing. I expect to get my full quota of cuddles tonight. It's gonna be Cuddle City up in here.
Spencer laughs and goes to toss the washcloth in the sink, takes off the clothes he's still wearing, and slides into bed next to Brendan, who's gotten himself under the covers just fine. He pulls him in close and kisses the back of his neck.
Breakfast tomorrow, he says.
And then you can blow me,
Brendan murmurs, half asleep already.
Lots of blowjobs, Spencer Smith.
Night, Brendan, Spencer says, and sinks into sleep.
The end.